I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 17th, 2026. Jefferson, Madison, and Fayette counties lead the state with the highest confirmed cases of cyclosporiasis. Shepard Snyder has more.
The Kentucky Department for Public Health reports 108 confirmed cases of the illness and 7 people hospitalized. Cyclosporiasis can cause diarrhea and nausea and is known to spread through contaminated produce. Federal officials are still working to find the outbreak's origin. As of Wednesday, Jefferson County has 30 confirmed cases, the most statewide. Madison County has 10 cases, while Fayette has 9. The department says Kentucky normally only has around 35 cases of the illness each year. The CDC recommends washing your hands before and after handling raw produce. It also recommends storing foods in the refrigerator as soon as possible. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Nearly 3 years after 18-year-old Henry Willis killed himself after buying a ghost gun online, a Louisville jury awarded his mother more than $100 million in damages. The out-of-state sellers did not respond to the lawsuit, show up for the trial, or defend themselves. Everytown Law, which represented Willis's mother, says it's the largest jury award made against a gun seller in U.S. history. Here's Everytown lawyer Danner Mulhauser.
What the jury did yesterday was to hold the defendants accountable for prioritizing profit over human life. They sent a message to the entire ghost gun industry that they can no longer treat the lives of our children as a cost of doing business.
The kits are called ghost guns because manufacturers sell them as parts without serial numbers or the usual background checks. A 2022 Biden-era rule requires background checks and serial numbers for certain gun kits, and the Supreme Court upheld the policy. Northern Kentucky business leaders are trying to figure out how to prioritize riverfront development while preserving some of the area's charm, architecture, and walkability. Danny Villarreal-Martinez has more.
In case you missed it, the riverfront in northern Kentucky is experiencing a lot of change. From the start of construction of the Brent Spence Companion Bridge to the 20-mile riverwalk, officials are thinking about how they want to shape the region's skyline. At a Covington Business Council meeting Thursday, CorpoRex President Brett Blackwell says the company's trying to balance green spaces with workforce development. He doesn't want to see the riverfront become an industrial box, but he, among others at the meeting, still wants to see the area compete with major cities across the country.
If we can get to compete with Tennessee, Florida, Texas, from that standpoint, we could get a major, major corporate HQ right there in Northern Kentucky.
Blackwell says that the new headquarters could be at the new Ovation development on the Newport Riverfront. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Danny Villarreal-Martinez.
A national day of protest against data centers is planned across the U.S. on Saturday with 5 locations in Kentucky. The protests are being organized by Humans First, a grassroots movement focused on the rapid growth of the AI industry. The organization is calling on citizens to urge federal, state, and local office holders to protect our hometowns, wallets, and way of life. Hardinsburg resident Christy Compton is organizing a rally in Breckinridge County, which is under a 1-year moratorium on data centers. She hopes the demonstrations catch the attention of elected leaders.
Lawmakers need to realize that we, the people, are the one that employ them. We are the ones that vote them in. They need to remember that we outnumber them and that they work for us.
A number of Kentucky cities and counties have passed temporary bans on data centers. Others have written or amended zoning laws to heavily regulate their locations and operations. Saturday protests are scheduled to take place in Hardinsburg, Bowling Green, Owensboro, Jackson, and Lexington. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.